This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, August 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Valley. Here's today's headlines. What happened to coffee in Brazil agreement? Maha can accommodate sugar, industry leader says, and Grassley wants more info on reorganization. As Brazil tariffs kick in, analysts wonder, what happened to coffee? New tariffs on Brazil kick in today, but despite an intense lobbying campaign and a shout-out from Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, there has been no exemption granted for coffee. The White House has exempted hundreds of items from the new 40% tariffs, including many agricultural products that the U.S. does not produce in significant volumes and without alternative sources. But coffee wasn't among the exclusions. Joanna Calusi, an agriculture economist in the University of Illinois, told AgriPulse coffee's omission is a big surprise. Lutnick even seemed to suggest it could get an exemption in an interview on CNBC last week. He cited coffee as the type of product that has the administration is looking at exempting from new duties because of the small domestic industry. But industry groups in Brazil and the U.S. have been lobbying administration officials, as have companies like Starbucks, according to Valor, a Brazilian media outlet. Fernando Maximiliano, a coffee market analyst at StoneX, said the administration could still add to the exemptions list. Maybe we could see changes, Maximiliano said. You can read more about the impact of the new tariffs on Brazil and the lobbying effort to secure exemptions at AgriPulse newsletter coming out this week. Industry optimistic Maha movement has room for sugar. Courtney Gain, president and CEO of the Sugar Association, remains optimistic that the Make America Healthy Again movement is compatible with the sugar industry's aims. The first Maha report published earlier this year took aim at sugar and its role in ultra-processed foods. The movement's leader, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has called sugar, quote, poison. But Gain argued to attendees at the International Sweetener Symposium in Traverse City, Michigan yesterday that Maha's devotees are not necessarily in lockstep with Kennedy. She cited polling showing that more than 90% of Maha followers agreed that sugar can be a part of a balanced diet, while more than 80% prefer sugar to artificial sweeteners. I still maintain the Maha movement is one that will treat us well, Gain said. Take note, when Coca-Cola announced last month that it would launch a product sweetened with cane sugar instead of high fructose corn syrup, both President Donald Trump and Kennedy touted the move as a Maha win. Grassley wants to know more about reorganization. Senator Chuck Grassley wants to know why Des Moines did not qualify as a regional hub in USDA's reorganization plan released July 24th. On a call with reporters yesterday, the Iowa Republican said his initial reaction to the plan, quote, was not based on policy, but on the fact that the plan wasn't shared with senators well ahead of time. It would have been better if they'd come to us and said, you know, we're thinking about doing this, he said. That way, he added, he would have been able to voice his support for Des Moines over Kansas City, Missouri. Senate Ag Committee Ranking Member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota also said she was very concerned about the lack of a hub in the upper Midwest. At Minnesota Farm Fest yesterday, Klobuchar noted that South Dakota, North Dakota, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin were left off the list of hubs, while Utah, which is 37th in agricultural production, made the list. The department is currently taking comments on the proposed reorganization. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Vaden touts cost of living in new hub region, says agency will still have representation in D.C. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Vaden yesterday said that every USDA missionary will continue to have representation in Washington as its reorganization plan goes into effect. He also touted the agency's decision to relocate much of the D.C.-based workforce as a way of easing their living costs. Vaden spoke at FarmFest in Minnesota, said employees have an easier time covering living expenses with their federal salaries in the proposed hubs of Raleigh, North Carolina, Indianapolis, Fort Collins, Colorado, Salt Lake City, and Kansas City, Missouri. He said the median price of a home in Washington is $800,000, but added they can sell for $1 million or more in neighborhoods close to the USDA headquarters. Take note, on the USDA's Emergency Commodity Assistance Program, Vaden said, quote, he has personal skin of the game. He mentioned that his brother was able to receive assistance 3 days after applying by visiting the county FSA office and filling out a one-page form. That's what we're aimed at doing at USDA because we know you cannot wait on the monies, do you, until the next calendar year, Vaden said. According to USDA ethics forms, Vaden owns land in Obion County, Tennessee and Fulton County, Kentucky, but leased those out to a tenant for farming. Ernst and Klobuchar introduced a bill to expand E15 access. The Ethanol for America Act, introduced by Senators Amy Klobuchar and Joni Ernst of Iowa, urges the EPA to implement a rule first approved in 2021 to update E15 fuel labeling and approve existing fuel infrastructure for E15 compatibility. The senator sent a corresponding letter to EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin. EPA has already approved E15 for all light-duty vehicles model year 2001 and newer, which includes over 96% of the vehicles currently on the road. The senators argue that current E15 labeling discourages consumers from choosing the cleaner-burning, more affordable fuel at the pump. Here's today's final word. We are going to continue to say that glyphosate is safe, right? Because the Environmental Protection Agency has done robust scientific reviews, and we have found that glyphosate is safe. And we will say that until the weight of the scientific evidence shifts, and we can no longer say that glyphosate is safe. That's Nancy Beck. She's Deputy Assistant Administrator in the EPA Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, speaking at the International Sweetener Symposium. She also said the agency's goal is to have dicamba labels, quote, agreed upon and stamped for some uses by this fall. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, August 6th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.